This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Ravi Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative at the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The estimated cost of extending the provisions is $383 million, which was offset by cutting $289 million from the Conservation Stewardship Program and $350 million from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program over 10 years, providing a net $256 million in savings.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Prior to bringing the legislation to the floor, Republican leaders dropped a provision that would have extended current law for 1 year after being criticized by members of both parties. The measure also was considered under a closed rule to prohibit amendments and under regular order, rather than an expedited procedure that would have required a two-thirds majority vote. During the debate, Agriculture Committee Chairman Lucas of Oklahoma insisted he intends to work for enactment of a 5-year comprehensive bill, and that the reinstatement of the expired programs was necessary to provide immediate assistance to ranchers. However, others argued that the 5-year legislation approved by the committee would have provided broader relief because the programs reauthorized are very narrow in scope.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee Chairwoman Stabenow of Michigan told reporters that she would work on a bipartisan disaster relief bill if leaders cannot make progress on the farm bill by September. She said leaders need to give it our best during August to come closer to a farm bill. She also indicated that if the Senate decides to take up a separate disaster legislation, she will attempt to include assistance for specialty crops and other losses not covered by the House bill.
Fourth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Following the House action, there are reports that House and Senate ag leaders met to discuss ways to move a 5-year bill in the fall, and that there would be informal discussions throughout August to continue to resolve differences between the commodity and nutrition provisions in the Senate-passed and House Agriculture Committee bill. Chairman Lucas has also indicated that he will continue to press House leaders for time for floor consideration of the legislation his committee favorably reported on a strong bipartisan vote.